Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, my co-host, Jeff Stebbins. How are you doing, Jeff?
Joe, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. A lot of good soccer football happening right now. So I'm always happy this time of year.
Well, I know you love the Champions League, and you witnessed a couple exciting contests this week. So I know that we got to talk about Champions League. And I know you're going to ask me some questions about Arsenal losing to PSG in this first round at the Emirates. What was that?
What?
Can I start with that? Am I being presumptive to think that that's the first thing you're gonna ask me? What was that?
Well, I think that's a good tagline for kind of what you saw. You know, being that it was at home and, you know, a top team in the world. I mean, you expect them to do better. Now, if you had told me that, hey, at some point in the match, Dembélé is going to score, I'd be, okay, yeah, of course, that makes sense, right? He is amazing for PSG. But if you had told me the score was going to be 1-0 with PSG winning at Emirates, I would be pretty surprised going into this, Joe.
I think so. I think most people looked at it picking Arsenal as the favorites to win in this because of that very bit there, in the sense that it was a home match, Champions League. They just got through beating Real Madrid twice, not only at home and away. A lot of good performances individually and as a team in both of those matches. They're going into this. I think most people picked them as the favorite. And so for that result to transpire, I think definitely, especially for Arsenal supporters going, what was that? And I mean, you talked about the goal. I'll talk about first, really, I'm watching, not anybody and everybody I can talk to, I'm talking about the Pitch Pod now. Go back and look. And I know the kid's been out there doing well for most of the season, both in the English Premier League and the Champions League. But that's poor individual defending to allow for that ball then to get played in, to get to the finish, to get the goal scored in, what, the fourth minute there. So that on one person, but it looked like a side that, especially in the first 15 minutes, was nowhere performing at the level that we've seen them in both the English Premier League and Champions League.
I think that's a good point. And which player are you referring to there, Joe? Because I think there was a couple of defensive missteps, but which one are you referring to?
Timber on the right back for Arsenal.
Okay.
Looked like he is out of position. He is – his body – maybe I should say it more so like his body position isn't proper. He's not approaching at an angle and taking away the space. And his footwork there to try – you know, to allow the opposition player to get to the end line in some sense and easily have enough space to cross it, it's just poor. I don't know if enough people were critical or had enough criticism. I think they're looking at the finish and going, well, great goal, good, but that's not what got there. It looked to me like if you defend better there, that ball doesn't ever get played in, or it's not certainly that ball, and the timing of it doesn't allow for a finish in that pace. And so kind of a smack in the face there early,
right,
for them to get that.
In 4 minutes, right? So, I mean,
that's
got to hurt in multiple ways. And I think you made a good point. I think Arsenal did slip up defensively, but on the other end of the pitch, you know, they weren't converting. They had some opportunities through some good through balls from the midfield. But as far as any legitimate chances, there wasn't a whole lot. And it seemed like Saka was fairly quiet throughout the whole match. So, yeah, I mean, what's your takeaway from Arsenal's offensive efforts from that match?
Well, I'm going to go take a step back before getting into the attacking aspects of what they did or didn't do. This was what a lot of commentary reflected on or focused on, the fact that you're minus the Thomas Partey in the midfield there, which I think there was another Pitch Pod episode where I talked about Arsenal, a midfield three of Rice, Partey, and Odegaard as being one of the best midfield three in all of football right now in this 2024-2025 campaign. He's out, missing. I think that was a massive impact for them. I think that there was probably more that we'll see in this next. I think that's what we're going to be looking at in the second leg. I don't want to get too far ahead into it, but that having his presence there is going to make a difference in how that squad performs.
Yeah, I think that's a good takeaway. You have someone like Ahsoka, and that's a lot of pressure for him to just carry the team on his back and make something amazing happen. But, at the same time, you need Declan, you need Odegaard to step up in that absence that you referred to. And yes, they had some great play. They had some great through balls, some potential assists, but I like to see those guys taking shots themselves. I mean, both of them have really strong legs, so even if they're far out, I would like to see them take a chance every now and then.
That was an approach for sure. I mean, the first half didn't lend itself to Arsenal creating very much chances. It was definitely them on their back foot, and it was not. But as you saw it going to the second half, there definitely were more chances there. It looked a little bit better, but too little, too late, or nothing, nada, as far as being able to convert and get a goal. Even I thought they were in it for a bit. I think really almost you can go back and say the Arsenal goalkeeper kept them in with a couple decent saves since that. They're, I don't want to say lucky. That was only 1-0, but that's not the worst place for them to be because they are capable of scoring two goals. That's a team there that can go to PSG and score two goals. Now, that's all it's going to take, though. Can they keep the other side from scoring, which would then lend itself to going into extra time and all that? But I think they're capable of going to PSG and putting up two goals. So, I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't want to bring up a sore subject for you, Joe, but as I was watching that game, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, man, Arsenal could sure use a solid number nine up top, right?
They have been. That's yeah, for what, the last 5 years.
Well,
I mean,
I know, and I don't want to keep bringing it up, but at this, I mean, I was just thinking earlier today, I was like, wow, they could be a completely different team. And yes, they're sitting good in the Premier League. They're sitting at a decent spot right now in the Champions League, right? But at the same time, it just seems like they're not going at full speed, full capacity right now because they are missing that person up top, right?
I think so, absolutely. Again, we've talked about this. If that's not in the conversation of what's happening within the board, and Arteta hasn't already been knocking on doors and kicking over trash cans or writing lengthy emails with all bold and highlights asking and making a case for what they need to do to spend the money. I mean, that's at the end of the day what they got to do. That's what they'll have to do. Because I'll say this. Arsenal, as much as a world-class football club that they are, they may not quite be in the top tier of where the top talent's going to be looking to find themselves. So they got to be a little more creative in how they go about getting those players, or they're definitely going to have to overspend, in parentheses, overspend to get that player that they need. That is a dominant number nine that they cannot insert into this system. Now, the system doesn't need to be changed. I don't think a whole lot of the other personnel needs to be changed, but they need to go after something and someone that is going to represent that there. I mean, there's players available. That might be for me to look into a little bit further to give you a whole list. Maybe that'll be for another episode. Where is and who is the answer to Arsenal's need for a number nine? Let's go.
Right? I mean that would be a great conversation if the money's there, that's a great conversation, someone with some speed ideally and ability, like proven ability to finish, but as far as whether or not they can get them there, that's a whole nother discussion. But nonetheless, I'm excited for this match. And PSG, as we've mentioned, Dembélé is kind of taking that team over. They're solid all around. They're deep. Even their bench is super talented. So, I mean, this I think this will be another close match. And Joe, whenever you're ready, I think I'm ready for my prediction.
I got it. Like I almost alluded to, I think that they can go in there. I know they have to, or to get through, score two goals. And I think that is a knowledge and a way to go about the approach. So maybe they're even going, how do we get one in this first half? Again, keeping the opposition from scoring. And then what do we need to do to get second? Something that probably hasn't been mentioned, it's been definitely on the lips of the commentators and people that have been talking about Arsenal for a minute, talk about what they can do with the set piece. So there's a goal in there, one way or another,
Right.
through a set piece, right? So then it's the creation and it's the ability to put something together to score through the run of play. They have it. They have the players there. Without that number nine, I mean, it's going to be different with the Partey in the midfield, but you got up top, Martinelli underperform. You mentioned Saka underperform. Trossard is an answer. It's a solution. I don't know if I start him if I had other players there in place. He's a great, I think, excellent player that you'd want to have off the bench to come out in the 65th and 70th minute if you're searching for that second goal there. So I've all but said Arsenal goes on. They're going to win this 2-0 to go through.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, that would be pretty exciting, especially for Gunners fans out there. That would be pretty exciting news. I hate to be that guy, but this game is being played in Paris against one heck of a team in PSG. I think Arsenal had an opportunity to run up in leg one and get the goals that they needed, and I think that they failed to take advantage of that. Like you said, Martinelli underperformed, Saka underperformed. And even if they step up in this second match, this second leg, I think it's too little too late. And I have PSG going through 2-1.
Oh wow. Okay. More heart, more heartbreak for
Gunner
the
fan.
Gunner supporters out there. Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but it could have been scripted that way too. So
Right. I don't mean to be that guy, but that's what I think is gonna play out.
been looking forward to see how it does.
And nonetheless, it's gonna be fun to watch, and hopefully everyone out there gets a chance to tune in and watch and enjoy. If you get a chance, please hit that like and that subscribe. And as always, till next time.